Welcome to, as that robot voice says, the NaturoCrit podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? Well, this podcast series is my take on naturopathic medicine, an area I've been studying for about 20 years, including my time in so-called scientific, non-sectarian naturopathic medical school. My approach is a pairing of scientific skepticism and a deep knowledge of naturopathy's intimate details. In previous episodes of this series, I established that naturopathy is, essentially, a kind of knowledge blending, misrepresentation, and irrationality. I have termed naturopathy both an epistemic conflation, falsely posing itself as an epistemic delineation, and the naturopathological. The science exterior is mixed with what is scientific. Then, that whole muddle is absurdly claimed to be science as an entire category, while particular, sectarian, science-ejected oath obligations and requirements are coded or camouflaged, therein effectively disguising naturopathy's system of beliefs in public view. Naturopathy's ultimate achievement is a profound erosion of scientific integrity and freedom of belief, packaged in the marketing veneer natural and improperly embedded in the academic category science. Episode synopsis. In this two-part NaturoCrit podcast episode 6, I will revisit a 2006 self-published thesis I wrote, which is briefly titled, quote, "The Epistemic Conflation of a School of Thought Claiming to be Scientific," unquote. I'll oftentimes abbreviate that as ECSTCS. Technically, its full title, as you will hear, is, quote, "Prophets Facing Backward, Naturopathy and Knowledge Type from the Inside, The Epistemic Conflation of a School of Thought Claiming to be Scientific," unquote. This piece basically set up much of my current approach to naturopathy. It came about after leaving naturopathy school in 2002, after 4 years there, and then researching and thinking about naturopathy for about another 4 years. I consider it my doctoral thesis for my ND, a degree I voluntarily ceased because, essentially, I found that whole ND shebang to be, essentially, based upon falsehoods. Now, my nickname in ND school was Dr. Bob Ironic, and perhaps this is the greatest of my ironies. My doctoral thesis for my ND quite easily dismantles naturopathy as a legitimate academic category and cohesive body of thought, and dismantles naturopathy as a supposed ethical or professional clinical application. I will at times interject the phrase, quote, 2015 comment and a number, unquote, and I will detail those new 2015 comments at the end of my recitation / republication. I will also, of course, provide a full transcript at the NaturoCrit blog. My 2015 spoken word, this episode 6, will be in black-colored font. That transcript will, in addition to any 2015 comment additions to the original text, contain, at times, strikethroughs of my original 2006 text. These strikethroughs, which will be in light blue, are often parentheticals, hyperlinks, details, or thoughts from 2006, which I feel, if spoken, would bog down this audio recitation. Episode question. And my overarching question regarding this NaturoCrit podcast episode 6 is, what holds up from 2006's ECSTCS, and how may I have changed in my criticism and analysis of naturopathy since publishing this almost 10 years ago? Main text of ECSTCS. Abstract. Full title. Quote, "Prophets Facing Backward, naturopathy and knowledge type from the inside, the epistemic conflation of a school of thought claiming to be scientific, unquote. 2015 comment number one. The claim that naturopathy, also known as natural medicine, nature cure, naturopathic medicine, science-based natural medicine founded upon holistic philosophy, the science-based vitalistic, integrative medicine, natural medicine that integrates body, mind, spirit, and nature, a body of knowledge that bridges the worlds of science, nature, and spirit, is en masse, that is, as a whole, categorically, overarchingly of the label, scientific, science-based, and a branch of scientific medicine, is evaluated from the position of epistemics, which the Random House Unabridged Dictionary defines as, quote, of or pertaining to knowledge or the conditions for acquiring it, unquote. Since naturopathy does not demarcate knowledge kind. In fact, naturopathy deliberately combines knowledge kinds, that is, conflates, blends, equates, fuses, or, as is fashionable presently, integrates, by way of, or per, A, the intentional equation of aspects of the a priori and a posteriori, B, the intentional unlimiting of science to allow for explanations, bodies of knowledge, methodologies, and knowledge types that, preponderantly, are not supported by science, are non-scientific, have been scientifically dismissed and refuted, or are unscienceable, such epistemic conflation alone is cause for dismissing naturopathy's claim that they are, en masse, scientific. Since the scientific is essentially and preponderantly an epistemic delineation, and because naturopathy maintains, while epistemically conflated, that such a blended knowledge type is en masse scientific anyway, the domain is best described as irrational and pseudoscience. The author includes specific examples that collectively indicate profound epistemic misrepresentation by naturopathic academic institutions, national and state guild organizations, and individual practitioners. The author maintains that there is a naturopathy-wide mannerism that involves disguising, omitting, and misrepresenting pertinent categorically descriptive and categorically comparative information as regards the essentially naturopathic. The author believes it is ethically crucial that potential naturopathy students and scientific and allied health professionals be made aware of what naturopathy essentially is in terms of knowledge type and professionalism in a manner that is non-manipulative and transparent. In support, the author provides two tabulated overviews of current naturopathic characteristics, beliefs, and behaviors. Additionally, extensive appendices in directory format detailing naturopathy's requisite, essential, and underpinning vitalism, the scientific rejection of vitalism, naturopathy's statements of yet being scientific, and other sectic sundries are provided. Conclusion. The naturopathic en masse scientific claim is therefore essentially pseudoscientific. The claim is false. It is a misrepresentation / mislabeling. It follows that the required beliefs, mannerisms, and therapeutic systems within the naturopathy domain place any future graduates and practitioners of this school of thought, as well as current practitioners and associated purveyors of naturopathy, in quite an obviously unethical and essentially fraudulent position, specifically as regards the unscientific being posed as professionally scientific, particularly as concerns what isn't scientific medicine being mislabeled professionally as such. Part 1, Introduction. A major medical journal recently published a glowing auto-endorsement of naturopathy or naturopathic medicine, authored by several institutional luminaries and practitioners of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, branch of that school of thought. I felt intellectually dissatisfied and ethically disturbed upon reading the article. Dissembling obscurantism, that is, disguise and omission, is the typical naturopathic style of miscommunicating what truly is an epistemologically undifferentiated radical worldview. In terms of disguise, the AANP has irresponsibly misrepresented that which is essentially the naturopathic. In terms of omission, the authors have sidestepped several very important issues raised by a similarly peer-reviewed, recently published critical analysis. I attended one of the AANP schools from 1998 until 2002, the University of Bridgeport's College of Naturopathic Medicine, due to, in my view, the unethical, unlawful, and unprofessional position that doing naturopathy places one within, overall, and the fraud of naturopathic education, I ceased participation before graduating. I now realize I had been cleverly beguiled into wasting very large sums of time, energy, and money. To balance the AANP's portrayal, I believe it's my obligation, that is, an academic duty, an ethical duty, an intellectual, scholarly duty, to share my impressions of the field of naturopathy. In particular, it is important to communicate exactly where naturopathy lies in relation to the two typically exclusive categorical knowledge types that naturopathy professes to simultaneously and expertly occupy. I, the supernatural, metaphysical, and idealistic a priori. For example, vitalism, spiritism, and teleology finalism. And I, the scientific, secular, and empirical, sensuous a posteriori. As a former student of the school of thought and a current independent aggregator of the naturopathy field, as I am neither an ND nor MD, that is, naturopathic doctor nor medical doctor, and I have been exploring the relationship of naturopathy to the scientific and to the supernatural for several years now, perhaps a partial encapsulation from an actually non-sectarian, unaligned, and informed perspective can be helpful in this matter. The AANP has stated, quote, "Consumers should know what they are getting when they seek the services of a naturopathic physician," unquote. And I agree. Clinicians and researchers in the healthcare and science areas, and potential education consumers who may seek to be trained into naturopathy, deserve information that is as objective and complete as possible concerning these practitioners and institutions who claim to be, and claim to be colleagues of, scientists, scientific institutions, and primary care responsible scientific medical physicians. The specific naturopathic mannerism I will discuss is an inability to abide the basic epistemic delineation which science operates upon. It follows then that naturopathic statements of being, scientific, science-based, science, and a branch of medical science are nonsense, since they have radically unlimited the definition of science to such an extent that science and non-science are indiscernible. Part 2. Delineating knowledge type as epistemics. And then blending those types. Part 2a, typifying. It is generally acknowledged that knowledge or information exists in various categories. Quote, epistemology, from the Greek words episteme, forgive me if I'm murdering Greek, by the way, which stands for knowledge, and logos, which stands for word or speech, is the branch of philosophy that deals with the nature, origin, and scope of knowledge. A priori knowledge is knowledge gained or justified by reason alone, which I will call the non-sensuous, without the direct or indirect influence of any particular experience. Here, experience usually means observation of the world through sense perception, which I will call the sensuous. A posteriori knowledge is any other sort of knowledge, that is, knowledge the attainment or justification of which requires reference to experience. This is also called empirical knowledge, unquote. Quote, epistemology, the science of the methods and validity of knowledge, unquote. Quote, epistemics, the scientific study of knowledge, its acquisition and its communication, unquote. Quote, epistemics, a word coined in Edinburgh University in 1969 to label a new school dedicated to the scientific as opposed to the philosophical study of knowledge, unquote. It is not the purpose of this paper to argue the finer points of philosophy or the finer demarcation issues as regards science. I will employ the philosophical term epistemic type to indicate that it is standard practice to properly and stringently delineate knowledge kind and mass. Information is not all the same. That which is presupposed without evidence and unchanging is not that which is derived from sensuous experience and tentative. Ramp both areas up in intensity, and it is commonly stated that the supernatural and the philosophical, metaphysical, idealistic, as I will term it, as contrasted with the scientifically rigorous and practical, are literally worlds apart epistemically. The former are a priori in kind, as matters and articles of faith, quote, belief that is not based on proof, unquote, or preference, abstraction, and conjecture, without any direct requirement for testing or support or origin from sensuous evidence, while the latter is a posteriori in kind and furthermore employs the stringent testing of predictions derived from plausible hypotheses based upon empirical or sensuous evidence gathered from the natural world and then statistically filtered. Such delineation is not obscure. The legal system, particularly as pertains to the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States and its Establishment Clause, separating church and state, obviously must acknowledge and employ such a knowledge type difference, and similarly, so does modern scientific medicine. Modern scientific medicine developed particularly because sectarian, quote, allopathy surrendered, unquote, to a non-sectarian a posteriori view which, by definition, maintains, quote, no presumption that is not common to it with all the natural sciences, with all logical thinking, unquote. As a necessary epistemic characteristic, quote, scientific medicine brushes aside all historic dogma, unquote. On the other hand, the a priori or sectarianistic in knowledge type, usually because what's being stated is a specific kind of supernaturality view or an articles of faith set, for example, naturopathy's vitalism, spiritism, spiritual development, therapeutic spiritualism, teleology finalism, holistic, body, mind, spirit, whatever. Pre-scientific, quote, medical sectarians, unquote, like naturopaths and kind, by definition, share the mannerism of, quote, beginning with the mind made up, maintaining a finished and supposedly adequate dogma or principle, yet and still, to plead in advance a principle couched in pseudoscientific language or of extra-scientific character is to violate scientific quality, unquote. What I will say about naturopathic epistemic sensitivity is simply that they do not abide epistemic delineation. The blending of epistemic type is at the heart of their dogmatic philosophy, while simultaneously the blended knowledge is deliberately and falsely labeled scientific and non-sectarian. The remainder of this section will entail this conflation or blending or integrating of knowledge type fallacy that I call the naturopathic, quote, wine plus mud equals wine, unquote, claim, or their, quote, pile apples and oranges together and say it's a pile of one kind of fruit, unquote, mannerism. Part 2b, naturopathic epistemic conflation, otherwise known as naturopathy blends, naturopathy combines, or all fruit is one fruit, muddy wine is pure wine. And quite thoroughly, in their view, the scientific and the supernatural are the same type of knowledge, scientific. One AANPND, ND Jared Zeff, who co-chaired the AANP committee with Pamela Snyder, ND, that formed the current definitions and tenets of naturopathy in the late 1980s, states the epistemic conflation in this manner. Quote, naturopathic medicine is a distinct system, specifically stating it's a science, that is, with contents continually re-examined in the light of scientific advances, as in that specific epistemic delineation, science. Yet, we're told, the techniques of naturopathic medicine include modern and traditional, scientific and empirical, as in various epistemic types, a non-delineated, non-distinct blend. Naturopathy's diagnostics and therapeutics are selected from various sources and systems, as in indistinct, assorted, anything goes, unquote. But I would like to emphasize, even in all this combining of the various, we are promised, quote, continually re-examined in the light of scientific advances, unquote. We are promised an epistemic distinction, while concurrently various and combined. A dean of UBCNM, where I went to school, appointed 2 years into my UBCNM education, stated the mannerism of naturopathic epistemic conflation quite clearly in his welcome letter that appeared around the year 2000. Quote, naturopathic medicine is a system based on the precept of vis medicatrix naturae, only nature heals. A system of healthcare respectful of and one which works in concert with natural law. And these are not the laws science establishes, by the way. They are sectarian beliefs, articles of faith, like those of Herring, Ayurveda, etc. A system of healthcare recognizing the synthesis of body, mind, and spirit, that is the a posteriori, synthesized, conflated, integrated, blended with the a priori, supernatural, and a system that embraces such holism, but yet is grounded in reductionist science. Huh? It's 100% giraffe and half elephant, and practiced in an evidence-based environment, evidence of the supernatural, metaphysical, idealistic in kind of the a priori, is claimed. In short, it is a system known today as naturopathic medicine. Today's naturopathic physician serves on the front line of healthcare as a primary care physician practicing scientific medicine, unquote. So again, we get this promise of, quote, scientific, unquote, and yet we're told of this, quote, synthesis, unquote, this combination, this sourcing from various places. And if you're keeping score, we are highly in the area of irrationality, where the blended is falsely labeled distinct epistemically. The easiest language to use when internet searching for this naturopathic epistemic conflation phenomenon, which is present across the internet, regardless of the search engine employed, is the term, quote, naturopathic medicine blends, unquote, or simply the separated words naturopathic or naturopathy and blends or combines. Though naturopathy does not abide epistemic delineation, it obviously claims overall to be of scientific type, which is an epistemic delineation by definition. A rudimentary a posteriori epistemic delineation is necessary to merely contemplate the scientific enterprise in kind. Stringent empirical a posteriori epistemic mannerisms are necessary to actually do publishable, pure acceptable modern science. If naturopathy really is scientific, which is of the most stringent a posteriori epistemic type, they wouldn't be dogmatically holding on to notions that are of the science-discarded a priori, which are metaphysical, idealistic, supernatural, solely mentalistic in kind, such as vitalism, spiritism, teleology, finalism in kind, which are scientifically averse, scientifically discarded, or of the unscienceable by definition, as in not empirical, not testable, not falsifiable, not evidence-baseable, etc. Articles of faith, a system of beliefs, or just plain wrong. The dogma or doctrine of vitalism is one such naturopathic a priori notion. To intractably preserve such an antique inhabiting ghost view without direct legitimate scientific evidence is not a scientific attitude. To state that vitalism is scientific and modern, and to take money for it, is to commit fraud, a misrepresentation, in my view, to bamboozle. As the next section will show, such a false representation, the vitalistic as scientific, minimally occurs within the naturopathic educational milieu and within naturopathic clinical practice. Part 3, the dogma and doctrine of vitalism. The general naturopathic label for their purposeful life spirit, which is a teleological life force, is the Latin vis medicatrix naturae, which translates as, quote, the healing power of nature, unquote. The Federation of Naturopathic Licensing Authorities had written in 2002, quote, naturopathy is heir to the vitalistic tradition of medicine in the Western world. Naturopathic medicine emphasizes the treatment of disease through the stimulation, enhancement, and support of the inherent healing capacity of the person. Methods of treatments are chosen to work with the patient's vital force, respecting the intelligence of the natural healing process. The healing power of nature, vis medicatrix naturae, the body has the inherent ability to establish, maintain, and restore health. The healing process is ordered and intelligent. Nature heals through the response of the life force. The physician's role is to facilitate and augment this process. Illness is a purposeful process of the organism. That's the teleological aspect. The process of healing includes the generation of symptoms which are, in fact, an expression of the life force attempting to heal itself, unquote. For brevity, I'm going to forego discussion of naturopathy's requisite teleology finalism directly, and just merely say that the purposeful life force of naturopathy, its quote-unquote purposefulness, its steering towards a destination, is that teleological aspect, which is usually wed to vitalism historically. Here, I'm just going to discuss naturopathy's vitalism, a purposeful life spirit ideation commonly defined as, quote, vitalism, philosophy that living organisms are distinct from non-living entities by possessing a vital force. This vital force energizes living organisms in a non-physical, non-chemical manner. Vitalism is an aspect of the philosophy of idealism, which claims that abstract, non-material forms or processes, ideas, precede and give rise to the material. Although vitalists do not deny the value of biochemical investigations of cells or organisms, they believe that such work can never lead to an understanding of the ultimate nature of life because, by definition, the vital force cannot be comprehended by studying chemical and physical phenomena. Vitalistic medicine and alternative medicine, a generic term for a range of therapies based on the theory that disease is engendered by energy deficiency in the organism as a whole or a dynamic dysfunction in the affected part. Such deficiencies or dysfunctions are regarded as preceding the biochemical effects in which disease becomes manifest and upon which orthodox medicine focuses. Acupuncture, crystal therapy, homeopathy, magnet therapy, and naturopathy are all vitalistic therapies, unquote. So this is the fundamental premise of naturopathy, that life, health, and disease are due to such an immaterial, purposeful, vital force spirit underlying and in possession of the material organism. The 2005 edition of the Textbook of Natural Medicine, ISBN 044-3073-007, clearly indicates naturopathy's vitalism and its handmaiden, teleology finalism. We're told, quote, naturopathy recognizes a vital force, vis medicatrix naturae, or healing power of nature, that is present in all living things, including the human body. For naturopaths, this vital force is ultimately responsible for healing, this spirit of vitalism. Naturopathic medicine has consistently aligned itself with the vitalistic side of an ongoing debate, as if there is a debate, between vitalistic and mechanistic approaches to life and health. Functional medicine views disease as part of something that is purposeful and is proceeding actively in accordance with some design. The concept of function must be viewed in the same category as the concepts of purpose and design, telos and purpose. Functional practitioners recognize purpose and design in the physiologic events. Per a universal, supra-individual set of principles, the universal patterned matrix of events is infinite and cannot be fully understood. The patterned matrix of universal events. The functional medicine emphasis on purpose and design is closely related to this recognition of vital force in naturopathy. A human being has an intrinsic ability to self-right, vis medicatrix naturae, the healing power of nature. This is the keystone of a philosophy that has been held for thousands of years by naturally oriented physicians. The body can maintain health and reestablish a healthy state after disease by virtue of its inherent vitality. This is part of the definition of a homeostatic mechanism. The vis medicatrix naturae, the healing process described as vis medicatrix naturae, self-generated healing capacity, a patient's internal homeostatic mechanism. The body has two internal forces to maintain homeostasis, a lower drive and a higher drive. The lower drive is the inherent internal healing mechanism, the vital force. The higher drive is the power of the mind. Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, asserted that the cause of disease could not be known, and that is a great example of how vitalism stops scientific inquiry as mysticism. The nature of disease is dynamic and could not be defined by isolating processes or grasping for an explanation, resorting to what I might call a God of the Gaps type mysticism. The integrity and complexity of organization of the organism as a whole, Hahnemann described as dynamic, meaning in accordance with the animating principle of life, which is the underlying energetic pattern to which matter conforms, that individuals vital response. Vitalism. Disease in the homeopathic model is thought to arise from an inherent or developed weakness in the patient's defense mechanisms, creating a susceptibility to morbidific influences. This viewpoint is considered vitalistic, as opposed to the current dominant medical system, which is influenced by the causalistic and allopathic paradigms. Vitalists stress the teleological behavior of organisms. That is, the goal-directedness and design in biological phenomena. Disease is not accidental, but is rather the effort of the organism to ward off deeper or more internal disorganization. It is the natural wisdom of the body, the vis medicatrix naturae, or using current scientific terminology, the tendency for the body to maintain homeostasis. Homeopathy stimulates the body's inherent defense and self-regulatory mechanisms, vital intracellular and extracellular regulatory functions. Philosophy of naturopathic medicine. The modern naturopathic profession has articulated a general statement of naturopathic principles that expand on vis medicatrix naturae. Naturopathic medicine has always identified the Latin expression vis medicatrix naturae, the healing power of nature, as its philosophical linchpin. The foundations of naturopathic medical philosophy are found in vitalism. Unquote. This vital force spirit is intractably posited, a compulsory conviction, and utmost in importance in terms of naturopathic therapeutics. You can find this vitalism directly stated across the entire supposed profession, from the naturopathic academic institutions to the clinicians they produce. Practitioners can state, quote, the process of healing includes the generation of symptoms, which are, in fact, an expression of the life force attempting to heal itself, unquote. Quote, the body has more innate healing power than all medicine in history. We call this power the life force, and foremost, we cultivate its restorative processes. Symptoms are an expression of the life force, not the cause of illness. Rather than treat the symptom, we discover the cause and direct our healing accordingly. Unquote. And vital force spirit is not optional within naturopathy. It is not a personal choice and private belief. It is the naturopathic. Vitalism in kind, falsely stated as science, is built into their canonical creed, oath, and standard of clinical practice known as the, quote, therapeutic order, unquote. UBCNM has stated naturopathic vitalism as, quote, illness is a purposeful process of the organism. The process of healing includes the generation of symptoms, which are, in fact, an expression of the life force attempting to heal itself. Therapeutic actions should be complementary to and synergistic with this healing process. The physician's actions can support or antagonize the actions of the vis medicatrix naturae. Therefore, methods designed to suppress symptoms without removing underlying causes are considered harmful and are avoided or minimized, unquote. And one is just as likely to find naturopathy's vitalism coded. Such coding is a phenomenon one encounters when studying naturopathy, what I call, quote, the supernatural ideology that dare not speak its name, unquote. One of the AANP schools, the Boucher Institute of Naturopathic Medicine, employs these euphemisms, quote, the body's inherent healing abilities, the body's self-healing abilities, the natural healing power, the natural self-healing process, unquote. In their description of naturopathy, BIMN doesn't mention in name the vitalism which is actually being expressed per the more transparent language of, quote, life force, unquote, quote, vital force, unquote, or, quote, vitality, unquote. Many AANP practitioners are prone to forego such direct description as well. This is the current language of a current Connecticut practitioner I knew from my UBCNM student experience, quote, the healing power of nature. There is an innate ability for the body to heal itself. Naturopathic doctors remove obstacles to this process, unquote. In this description, he never mentions the vitalism, which is actually being expressed per the transparent, quote, life force, unquote, quote, vital force, unquote, or, quote, vitality, unquote. More recently, vitalism is coded in the just recently published AANP auto-endorsement by Dunn et al., which this thesis attempts to enlighten. Since Dunn et al. Doesn't state vital force spirit in direct and honest terms anywhere, I haven't found in the piece's primary text the terms, quote, vital force, unquote, or, quote, life force, unquote, though there is such words as lifestyle, life-threatening, and quality of life. Instead, the authors state, quote, the premise that naturopathic medicine is based upon is that there are inherent organizing forces underlying known physiologic processes. The vis medicatrix naturae, or the healing power of nature, unquote. Such coding of vitalism is one example of the naturopathic habit of dissembling, that is, disguising. Vitalism and such has been exceptionally, permanently, scientifically discarded, unequivocally, scientifically demolished, refuted, rejected, ejected, disqualified. And vitalism and such kind are actually antithetical to legitimate science. For instance, in, quote, Planet Medicine, Origins, unquote, ISBN 1-55643-3697, author R. Grossinger admits, quote, there is perhaps no more succinct way to define vitalism than to say it is everything modern science is not, unquote. I cannot imagine any way of successfully arguing vitalism's scientific authenticity without appearing ridiculous. This is how exceptionally unlimited science is within naturopathy. The preponderantly and absurdly non-scientific is endorsed by naturopathy as scientific, as science-based, as science, as a foundation for a, quote, branch of medical science, unquote. Such a defense of blatantly scientifically rejected knowledge and explanation would resemble arguing that Zeus throwing lightning bolts is a legitimate modern scientific explanation and a science-based explanation for lightning, or explaining that fire is the presence of phlogiston. Comparatively, the undergraduate prerequisite degree and coursework, by extension, the intellect that is expected as a result, that is brought to the table to enter an in-residence accredited naturopathy school, are exceedingly scrupulous in thought quality mannerism and mainstream preponderant content as regards science. Naturopathy's dogmatic, radical deviance and nonsense without scientific justification in the undergraduate realm alone would be exceptionally unacceptable scholarship. In my view, from my experience, the naturopathic claim that vitalism and teleology, finalism, spiritism, metaphysicalism, and kind is scientific anyway, serves to show that naturopathic education is an extremely sophisticated indoctrination and abusive situation. This has been part one of this two-part Natural Crit podcast episode 6. In part two, I will revisit what I'd written in 2006 regarding naturopathy science categorical claim, and then revisit my 2006 conclusion. And finally, I'll answer my overarching question for this episode. This has been
the Natural Crit podcast.